Yeah, I'm like, yo.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. We're in here today with the motherfucking Shitty Boys. You just broke my case. Look what you did when you pulled that off.
Damn.
Wow.
I'll buy you another one. I'm
sorry. Top 10 worst friends on earth. But I was just telling you, it was only $40 too. So I can't like jig you out. I'll be like, man, this is a $180 case.
Yeah, you got, you guys.
Where'd you get it from?
Holy shit. I think my girl got it off Amazon or something. But
well, you just got scammed for some tires, so same shit.
Damn Amazon.
Bro, everybody's scamming me today. $1,200 on some tires.
It's because we got Shitty Boys in here, so you feel me?
They probably hit up the dealership and
that
told
shit,
them not to fuck
with
in
me. The ear. They follow us around. No cap.
Oh, yeah, but it still charges. It's just all janky now. All
right, so we good then, nigga.
All right. Shitty Boys, how y'all doing?
Straight.
Good.
I had to bring my dog House Phone with me because he's like I've watched y'all videos a whole bunch of times. I'm a big fan, but he's like a fucking expert. He's been putting me on since day one, telling me you gotta fuck with Shitty Boys.
That's facts. But
shout out House Phone.
Hey, now y'all be showing love back though. I appreciate that too. Cause niggas be acting like they don't, you know, like niggas be acting too bougie. So I fuck with y'all for that.
Do you guys feel like you're kind of like the youngest wave coming out of that sort of scene of certain artists kind of coming out of the D and everything right now? Where do you guys think you fit in?
We damn near around like the same age type of shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't say just us, but the wave that we're included in is definitely the youngest wave.
Mm-hmm. Nah, for sure.
Yeah, you got
the scam shit. It's going to be the next trap shit.
So how you guys come from the scam scene?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to know. I just wanted to clarify that. Are there a lot of fake scammers out there in the world today because it's such a hot thing to be?
So look, if you follow me or them or TJ or Cash or Quan, you're going to have a 1,000 method pages follow you right after.
Oh my God.
I comment need that, under man. Every Anytime. Video. Picture. Jesus Christ.
That'd be on ass.
Bro, I just commented on TJ's page the other day. Like I was just like DM and then nigga fucking, I had like 30 messages in a minute.
You got methods, you got sauce.
Talking about tapping and shit. Green check emoji.
Bro, niggas just saying stupid shit. I'm just like, yo, what?
You know what is even worse is I seen DJ Dab saying that like he will quote tweet somebody that has some fake ass pills, some like fucking fake perks, fake Xans, whatever. And he'll quote tweet them and say like, dog, that shit is fake. And then that person will still get a shitload of DMs from people trying to buy the fake pills because they're such junkies that they don't even know. They'll take the fucking weird ass Fentzans and all that.
In a way, it's like promo. Him saying that shit.
Damn near, right? Yeah. Oh, and fake Lean Buster on Twitter too.
Well, that's him. That's
what you're talking
about. He got his account banned multiple times. He used to be fake Lean Buster.
Okay, yeah. Damn.
So he just cuts into people like your lean is not real.
Nah, bro. Niggas will tweet him like a picture of some lean or some pills, and he's like, "This shit, foo, fuck out of here."
Or the best is when they're like, "Oh, look at these cookies." Packs that I bought.
He has a sixth sense. Like he just sees it through the phone.
It's his brand, I guess. He's a real drug addict.
That's like his whole thing. It's like he just niggas come to him for approval if they drugs are real.
I don't know if he's really a drug addict, but he seems like he at least knows a lot about drugs.
Or it sold some shit, something like that.
And if he quotes your tweet, it's like free promo. Then you get a whole bunch of cuss stuff.
You're trying to sell your fake fucking pills through the DMs.
I think I took a fake perk the other day, bro. My stomach was fucked up, bro.
You would.
That damn fake
perk a day.
That damn fake perk.
You ever had that happen to you?
Fuck hell no. I don't do the pills because of shit like that. No.
For real?
Yeah, no.
So y'all sip drink, but you don't fuck with the pills.
No,
that's great news.
I'm clean. I'm clean.
Stay away from the lean as well.
I'm clean because when you do shit, you got to be on your P's and Q's, regardless what it is in life. That's what I'm doing.
You're not on your P's and Q's?
No, I am.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying. Definitely
am. For sure, for sure.
That's funny. Wait, y'all smoke, drink, alcohol, nothing? Y'all niggas are young though. How old? I never even asked y'all how old you are.
19. We are 19.
Okay. I thought y'all was like 17. I'm gonna come clean. I mean, that's still that's close to me, but I guess.
When I was 19, I didn't know a goddamn thing about drugs. I'm gonna be honest with you. But yeah, times have changed.
No, that's facts. I didn't really know that much about
it. But I also didn't know like all these rappers that we know nowadays who would probably force you to know if you didn't know.
I mean, shit, man. I'm trying to stay away from drugs, so I'm glad that niggas ain't doing. I'm glad y'all are young and not doing that shit. Well, y'all used to play sports and shit too, though, right?
Yeah, say no to drugs.
What kind of sports? Let's hear about all that.
Basketball. I don't do sports.
These niggas rap about basketball all damn day.
It just comes to it, like scoring. Ball, yeah, you know that shit. Sure.
I mean, this podcast is named after like a basketball reference that has basketball on the logo, and I still don't know anything about basketball. R.I.P. Kobe, by the way.
Yeah,
R.I.P. Kobe. Yeah, sure, Kobe. The GOAT.
So you guys are big fans as well, even though you're not from anywhere near here?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Of course.
He just has my respect. He's a legend, so, yeah.
Oh, for sure, man.
House Phone was brought up on that shit.
Bro, that was literally my whole childhood, bro. It was like, shit, living right down the street from fucking Staples, bro.
Right.
I've only been to, like, two games, and one was on Christmas. They played the Cavaliers. They beat their ass, I'm pretty sure.
That was when LeBron was playing?
Yeah. So that shit was slick fire, bro. But I never played basketball personally, but just He's just a legend for the whole city, bro. And just like, you know, like that nigga.
20 seasons, same team.
Bro. That is actually crazy.
That's some legendary
you
shit.
Me?
That's like you join a gang. And you're just not allowed to switch.
All these new niggas, they come in. Oh, we about to bounce around here, bounce around there, bro. That nigga stayed down and held it down the whole time,
bro. The whole time.
Bro, he was downtown yesterday. And like, literally everybody had fucking Kobe jerseys on. 824.
I remember one of those years, I think maybe 08, 09. Like, I was in like middle school or some shit. And when they won the shit and they had the Lakers parade, bro, that's the whole down. It was like that. It was like how it was yesterday, but just the whole city on some happy shit, you know?
Because they used to go to the championship damn near every year. Bro. They played the Pistons one year.
Mm-hmm.
Pistons won,
though. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That nigga Ben Wallace was going crazy on
there.
Ben Wallace used to be kind of hard, though. I'm going to come clean. See, I know about that era because I was a kid still and I was watching basketball, but y'all niggas be dropping some references. I'm like, I don't know. What the hell? I don't know who that is.
Man.
Adam 22 with it. You was not hooping.
No jumper.
That's facts.
That's an actual bar?
Yeah.
Adam 22 with it. You was not shooting.
I was not shooting.
Man, I'll shoot somebody. I'll shoot somebody just so you can't rap that anymore.
Oh, hell no.
I got to get my rep up.
You got to go crazy.
GTA 5. Service.
No, you know I'm not going to do it because I said that. When did y'all decide that you wanted to rap? Did it happen? Did y'all make the decision together? Were you friends before the rapping shit came about?
Yeah.
So Stan had a mic in his closet.
Yeah, I had a whole little studio set up.
How long y'all
known
each other?
I was in fifth grade with Stan.
Whoa.
That long.
So fifth like grade. Yesterday.
Like not that long ago.
Hell no, like 10 years ago. Because you like 9 or 10 in fifth grade.
Yeah, no, just fucking
yeah, that's true.
But like the thing is, we wasn't even like close friends. We was just in the same class. But then like we just kept getting classes together
every
year.
And it's crazy, like we was only close in school for real. Like we ain't never chilled before the music for real.
I fuck that.
And then he was the only one with a mic and I was like, fuck it.
I heard somebody saying that the other day. They're like, you know, you think that like your kids are gonna kick it with your friends' kids, but in reality, your kids just kick it with the other kids from school, and they don't really they don't care about your friends. And
yeah, that's facts. Actually,
you know,
that's like forcing a friendship.
Yeah,
like,
actually, this lady that lives in my building was trying to link up. Was like, this lady lives in my building. Told my mom and was like, oh.
you should do a song with my son.
Yeah, do a song with my son or some shit.
Oh my god, my grandma does that. My grandma was in the store, like, she seen her friend and shit. She like, yeah, my grandson's in the Shitty Boys, you know him? Like,
she said the shit.
Yeah, the Shitty Boys.
My mom would be on that type of time too, all on Facebook with it.
My mom a couple times recently has hit me with it, like, oh, like this person said they know you. They don't know you. Like telling me, like, random people said they knew me, that she knows they're lying. Yeah. And I'm glad that my mom gets that that's a thing, that like these fools are just lying.
Just
they don't
capping,
necessarily
comment on your post, like family, hey, cousin,
like, hey,
blood
bro.
With this
twin,
emoji.
Twin.
Talking about I always believed in you.
You be on the niggas that say twin.
Yeah, I see like Puffy at the club. I'm like, yo, take a flick. Twin. Or somebody I just met.
You take a picture with a nigga and you the next day the caption is, man, what this song gonna sound like?
Yeah.
Like, no. Oh,
that's
my.
How I be every time.
That's definitely happened before.
Big bro like, told
you know
me keep going.
You know it's on the way. You know it's on the way.
Somebody
Big
a DM
bro told me.
Me
keep going.
We cooking
somebody
up.
A DM me like how much for a feature. Then I respond. They be like, yeah, me and bro got some shit on the way. Like, no, we don't.
Like,
look
bro,
you
gotta
post it.
Like, you gotta send the bread before we got
when you take a photo, like, all right, you take a photo with like a straight fan, it's all good. But you take a photo with somebody that you know is like trying to be in your spot slash work with you slash whatever, and you're just thinking in your head, like, God damn it.
But sometimes you don't know though. Like, I just be at the mall getting food, they like, you want to flick up? And
it's
then
been,
come
it's
in
been
like,
crazy.
Like
this
Big
year?
Bro told me keep grinding. Like,
oh yeah, definitely.
How many times? Yeah. Like, how many? Like, not how many times, but it's probably going crazier like now than ever, right?
Talking about seeing fans.
Yeah,
every time.
Like, every
go,
time I
every
go to the mall, like, bro, everywhere out there, like literally.
That's crazy. Bro.
Like, if someone who works at Cinnabon knows me, I'm definitely getting a free Cinnabon.
Shout
that's
out, shout out, bro, at Cinnabon
at 12 Oaks Mall.
Yeah, it's just them niggas that you know you just staring the whole time, don't want to say
that'd be weird though. Niggas are just looking at you and don't say shit.
Or they like record you like secretly, like all.
We was in the airport the other day, a nigga took a picture of us and shit, like.
But he's being low-key.
Like, yeah.
And then they sent it to me like, just seen you, bro.
Bro.
Like, what? Come on, nah. You can't come now.
Are you a secret agent?
I was at this place called Dave's Hot Chicken. I like posted myself.
Shout out to Dave's Hot Chicken. Everybody go support. Use my coupon code.
Shout out Dave's Hot Chicken.
Y'all been there? You been there?
Hell no.
Nah, I'm gonna take that nigga there, bro. That shit is stupid fire.
Black Dave.
Black
Dave's Hot Chicken.
Hot Chicken.
He's gonna open his own branch.
Black Dave. And that actually would be crazy. But now look, I'm in the line, whatever. And actually, I don't even think I posted that I was in the line, bro. And I just get a DM, and I look, and it's like a nigga like behind me, like like way in the back though. Yeah,
and like he's still there though. Like you can turn around bro, and look
like,
at him type shit.
Like I was like, who just DM'd me? And then he was like,
oh hell no.
Yeah, it was slick weird. Yeah, I he was cool. Here. He was cool though. Shout out to bro.
Get
like,
your ass up here, nigga.
He started off pretty weird. I'm like, yeah.
I almost got beat up by a fan in Vegas. What? Bro, he asked me for a photo and like we were like walking hella fast, like heads down. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what's up, man? I ain't taking photos right now. He like followed me outside and he started to talk on some tough guy shit. He's like, man, I was a fan, but now I'm on some other shit. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you're on.
Whoa.
He's like, I almost called him a bad word that I'm not going to repeat right now. But I almost got a little homophobic. My brain starts going old school Boston on me all of a sudden.
I thought you were about to say like.
No. That would be weird. Like, lady would have deserved to beat me up.
Hey, you saw the lady say that shit on the.
Oh, my God.
Talking about, she said, knackers.
Bro.
Nah.
She's like, that isn't even any type of English word.
She said you combine Knicks and Lakers.
Yeah. And she came up with
that. Don't equal the N-word. We all heard the N-word.
Oh, I'm thinking about making a jersey.
She really thought that lie through though. Cause like she really thought that lie.
But yo, that's the ultimate white person nightmare, is that somehow you're in a very public place and somehow you accidentally say
it.
I know it's hard to imagine how it would ever happen.
Like during the Kobe thing and everything, like the most terrible time on the news.
Everybody's the most hurting. Awful time.
Everybody's hurting and everybody's kind of looking for somebody to be mad at, you know?
Facts.
Because, oh my God, you see that a girl from the Washington Post, she posted an article being like, Kobe was accused of rape, blah, blah, blah. Oh, she got fucking put, she, I don't know if she got fired, but she at least was on a temporary leave of absence from her job because she was bringing that shit up as soon as he died.
Yesterday when we were downtown, there were people protesting talking about Kobe Bryant was killed by the government.
Oh my God.
Like what, bro?
How do you know already?
It's not time for this right now.
Man, I don't know where he at, but the other homie that y'all came with, bro, that nigga showed me the video. He forced me to watch the video. I didn't want to see
the helicopter crash?
Bro, I did not want to see that shit. That nigga was like, you gotta watch it.
That shit wild.
I heard it's out there. I don't want
to
see that.
I didn't want to see it either until y'all homie showed me.
That is grimy.
Like forced it in your face.
He's like, no, you gotta look.
Look at this death. When did you guys like? Okay, so you're already friends, but then when did the music actually become?
Wait, y'all knew fifth grade then. When y'all?
I lived on the east side. Okay. I moved, and then that's when I met them at school and shit.
Okay, for sure. Mm. But like, what this, was this like later in like high school? Some shit?
Like 2016.
Okay, damn man, yeah. Fuck.
Bro. But like, it's funny because as soon as he got to our school, we like linked in so quick because we was like just like each other.
Yeah,
like
they
listened to all the same music, all type of shit, and then. Like
I see
said,
y'all niggas in the back of the class just talking shit.
Bro, I have Snapchat memories of us in class just doing dumb shit. Like,
I'm always like, bro, who is dude with the big head? All my friends be talking to, like, who is bro?
The crazy thing is though, Stan lived like around the corner.
Yeah, my granny did
on the east side.
Wait, you just had a mic? Was you already rapping, or you just like got a mic?
I was making beats and everything. Like,
he was reading music. Yeah.
That's fine.
You know, I like plugged the whole school in that I went to with the music.
Should have been charging on them niggas for studios.
He needs to start making beats again, bro. He's sweet as hell.
I'm definitely trying to hear Stan Will beat. That's going to be crazy.
Yo, your school where you went, though, was it like the kind of thing where everybody was sort of listening to more of the underground music in the area and shit? Because I feel like a lot of schools is probably everybody's just listening to basic ass shit on the radio.
Yeah, definitely. Like, Southern Michigan music, Flint, Detroit.
I don't know what them niggas are. Oh, that's friends and nobody.
That's what I'm saying. Like my
but
school.
But everybody was listening to our shit even when we sucked.
Yeah. Really?
Because we sucked.
But we was better than everybody else though at the school.
I felt
our suck wasn't they suck. You know, like you feel me?
So how many niggas was trying to make music at y'all school?
A lot.
Probably everybody, right?
Well, these days, 10, 15.
A lot.
10, 15.
There was only like 2-3 niggas that was making music when I was in high school.
Yeah, really. Tyler Creator went to your school, didn't he?
Yeah, but like
he's doing all right.
Phenomenal.
He didn't really go to my school, but we used to all be at the skate park down the street from the school I went to. But it was like there was this nigga named G Austin that's been sad story, but I don't know what's up with bro. But I be seeing him on Melrose like on some like homeless shit. Like, but he
call him out. Fuck it.
I'm not calling him out, bro.
Like, I'm just saying somebody's homeless. Yes, you are.
No, I'm saying like,
I like it though. That's cool, man.
No,
I don't know who he is.
No, I'm like I hope he get it. Like, I hope he gets shit.
God.
He had like real potential. He had like a DJ, like he had songs with DJ Mustard. He had song with YG.
Oh, he blew it.
That's a good idea though. Top 10 rappers that are now homeless.
Might be me.
He blew the damn game.
NBA player who,
Delonte West. My God, that
he went
insane.
From fucking LeBron mama to being honest.
Yo, what? He was fucking LeBron's mom?
That's what happened, bro. He played with LeBron. He ended
damn.
Up.
Damn.
That shit's bug.
But then LeBron came out and was like, oh, we gonna like put together like a fund to like help him out or some shit.
Yeah, you see where he has
stepdad. That's his stepdaddy.
That's
now.
Whole LeBron. If he wanted to help, he would have been up off the streets.
Yeah,
or something.
Oh, like, God, right?
We gotta protect LeBron now.
All right, wait, okay, so. When's the first time y'all went to the studio and was like, yo, we got some shit. Like, this is fire.
We made, like, No Hook One or something.
some terrible shit, dude.
I ain't even heard that, bro.
Yeah, it's gone. You never will. We deleted all the old shit.
Yeah, so you had to get rid of the old shit.
But, like, when me and Stan made Game Breaker, our first official video.
That was like, the first video?
But, yeah, we were holding on to it, like, all summer, like, just trying to think of a sweet-ass video. And eventually we got to the point, like, fuck a sweet-ass video. We're just going to shoot it.
Let's drop this video.
And it just went up.
Hit up our boy Riz Time.
Yeah, because originally it was supposed to say Babytron featuring Stan Will. But we were so unknown that when he edited the video, he just put Shitty Boys, because that's what I said. He didn't even know our real names.
And ever since, we just been rocking Shitty Boys.
Y'all had Shitty Boys on the shirts, though. Yeah. Y'all were Shitty Boys, but
that was only like the group name,
right?
Yeah.
It was just our little
It was an alias.
There's all kinds of, like, different boys and shit that people be saying that's not actually technically the group. Yeah, it's like a side crew type thing, you know? Yeah. But I think that, honestly, that was like a marketing thing, Shitty Boys. It definitely makes people, like, take a second look.
We was thinking, like... Yeah, we be talking crazy, and it's like a white boy and a black boy with dreads talking about Shitty Boys. We have to click on this. Then they hear like they talking crazy as hell.
Oh, God, what? Bro. The homie Tricombe, he's a videographer. He's the one who showed me Game Breaker the first. It probably had like, I don't know, like not even, it was like at like 10,000 or some shit. And I was like, yo, this shit is nuts. I was like,
bro, we just bouncing off each other on a fast ass beat talking about Landon crazy.
Who produced that one?
It was off YouTube.
But it got deleted off YouTube, so we can't even like be like you're looking for like the beat, bro. I don't even remember.
I think his name like SB on the track, something like that.
Cause y'all be finding these crazy beats with this like 80s sample music. Like the whole 3P tape is fucking nuts, and I'm like, where do y'all listen to that type of music and be like, yo, like remake this and make it to like a.
I just heard sweet shit like. Like what movie was my pops watching one day? It was called like Breaking or something. It was a breakdancing movie.
They had sweet ass
beats on that bitch. This should be so crazy.
But now so many people will never ever consider using a sample in their music because they're concerned about making money off it. And that's when I first heard you guys. I was like, oh shit, this is almost like hip hop right here because I haven't heard like new artists who are really like rapping in a new style, but then using a lot of old samples and stuff because that shit kind of went away at a certain point.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh God, bro. Yeah. No, that's why I fuck with it because it's so rare and it's like shit hella fast. I'm like, yo.
Like, no one's doing it. That's why we did it.
Nah, for sure.
Then, like, with the wordplay, too, like, who coming this hard type shit.
Exactly. For sure.
Who kind of influenced your flow and the way that you guys are actually rapping on, like, a local level or even, like, a more mainstream level?
Like, I can't even say anybody because people I grew up listening to rap nothing like me. Like, I grew up listening to Chief Keef. Like, I don't rap shit like Chief Keef.
Yeah, that's fact.
But there's, like, a chaos to your music that I could kind of see being influenced by Chief Keef because, like, a lot of times his shit it was very like you just had no fucking clue where he was gonna go. It was very much like you could tell that he was just going in the studio and just wilding the fuck out. And I think that's like a lot of the energy that people are attracted to with you guys is that it feels very like you don't know what the fuck's gonna happen. So then when somebody busts out a word that does not rhyme with the thing that you thought was gonna rhyme, you're just oh fuck, where did that
like
fucking
hell
word
yeah
come
just
from?
Random shit.
That nigga
random
just shit. Dropping reference, bro. I remember this nigga said you couldn't ride my wave and even if he was 360 Jeezy, and it took me so long to I was like wait. Is he talking about the youth? It's like a YouTuber nigga that does waves. And I was like, bro, I don't know.
Everybody's like, how do you know who 360 Jeezy
like,
is? Because my cousins, that's how I know.
That's hell, like shit like that. You
and
know?
Then
like,
it's just so crazy that you would miss punchlines. You go back and listen to it a week later, like, oh shit,
somebody would be listening and then they'll react to one punchline, but the next one way harder. Bro. They don't even catch it type shit.
That's like, I be having to listen to y'all shit like 20 times.
Our song is like 100 captions every song.
Swear to God.
It's all a caption contest these days.
It's a caption contest, really. Like,
no cap.
Like, every caption I have is my lyrics.
When you guys are in the studio, what's the vibe like? Are you like really partying in the studio? Are you like just bouncing back and forth with different people dipping in and out to do the verses? Like, how's that go?
Bouncing back and forth off each other energy for real. Mm. Like, oh, he just said that. I got some shit. I'm about to come off that.
Yeah, really. It's just. But I ain't gonna lie, we used to write all our shit, and then
People told us when you start writing, you gonna get way better. I'm like,
who told us that shit?
Like, I think TJ and shit.
Yeah, Cash Quan. I remember Cash Quan said that.
All types of people told us that shit. Like, bro, stop writing. You just gonna become way more. Your imagination's gonna grow so much.
How'd you meet those guys? And do you feel like they influenced you in any way? Or at least, like, I feel like when they kind of blew up, then it was kind of like people started looking like, who else is blowing up out of that scene? And you guys are kind of the ones that people look to next.
That's like the bros. And it's like,
we was always rapping about that before we even knew about them for real. And they probably was rapping about it before they knew about us. And I knew
any of us had potential to blow up, like from the very beginning. Like me and TJ was going to make a song way before either of us had any type of buzz.
Mm-hmm. That's
just like we fucked with each other music way before either of us had any type of buzz.
And Lando too, making the cars and shit. And he used to fuck, you know.
Shout out to Hip Hop Lab, man.
Shout out to Hip Hop Lab Records.
For sure, for sure.
Got Scam Diego, the EP. The Hip Hop Lab compilation dropping this week.
That's what the one that you're putting out, Scam Diego, is coming soon?
That's not our album that's dropping, but...
A little EP along the way.
Yeah, some little shit. Nice. Little test.
I made the whole thing out here, right?
Yeah. We made...
How many songs y'all do?
We did three last night. We're going to do three tonight, three the next day. So like,
for sure, for sure.
Is everybody acting like they're a scammer, even if they're not where you guys are from?
Yeah. It's more of a like an image people try to portray than a lifestyle.
Yeah, because there's like a dress code associated with it. Everybody wants to dress like this cool-ass Detroit scammer now.
Like someone to just pull out a card like, I'm about to punch this shit. And that's not even what the fuck it means. That,
like on some dumb shit. That's on some trying to be cool.
That's not what that means at all. What?
That's how it goes, though.
How hard did you guys ever get into the scamming world, though?
Man. All right, we done.
Without getting yourself indicted,
It's just a funny game. That's it. It's fun. Free money is fun.
A little run.
Right.
I never tried it, man. I need to tap in.
I used to do it all the time back in the day, but I don't feel like I should talk about it now because it's like different. It's a different world.
I think I heard an interview where you talked about it, though.
Yeah, because I was all about that for a couple of years when I was like 19, but it's like the game has changed a lot, I'm assuming.
Definitely.
Everything is upgraded, all security.
I should have tapped in with that instead of trying. I was trying to work regular jobs and shit. Fuck all that.
When you're like us, it's like people will pay you $100 to tell them how to scam.
Really?
You can tell them anything you want.
Yeah, you can literally just freestyle.
That's what I assume when I see like selling methods. I'm like, what the fuck kind of text document are they copying and pasting when people send them money? It could be anything.
You can literally just like type in some bunch of numbers, like here's some card numbers. Right. And just sell the niggas that.
It's terrible.
That's crazy.
It's a dirty game.
But so you never thought about like selling drugs and stuff? You're just attracted to the scam life?
No,
that's old school now?
Yeah, that's too old school.
That shit finished.
That's what's up.
Because it's
like everybody's selling weed, so it's like, not everybody, but like where I'm from. Low key,
especially not if you're not out here or like not somewhere where it's is it decriminalized in Detroit? Probably not, right?
I don't know.
Down there wouldn't even know.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't even smoke.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Why you freak out?
Huh?
You freak out?
No, it's just,
I definitely tried to pass all three of them the blunt. They all said no. I thought they didn't want to smoke before the interview, though. I was like, oh, maybe they don't want to be too high.
No, that's a good idea. That makes a lot of sense because a lot of people come in here way too blown.
I'm high right now. And I'm like,
I want to go get high right now because I got a fucking flat tire this morning and they brought me the wrong salad.
What type of salad did you want?
Man.
What did you get and what did you want?
I mean, to be fair, I realized after I reported that both of the salads were wrong that one of them was right, but they just didn't give me the other one.
Ah, they should have gave you one free one at least.
They gave me one. I ordered two.
You got to get on that punchline.
I've never ate a salad.
You never ate lettuce?
Hashtag salad boys.
Salad boys.
I ate lettuce on my burger and shit. I just never ate a salad.
You will get to a point where you're like, holy shit, like I want to eat things that don't make me feel as full as a fucking burger.
Yeah, you're done. They're going to be like, I'm fat as hell. Let me try
I don't think I ever get fat. We had In-N-Out for the first time, though. We came out here, though.
You fucking with it?
That shit is good
as
hell.
It's good.
It's like,
good.
Like Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. That's exactly. Like the sauce from that shit.
You feel me?
People who come out here and are like, oh, In-N-Out's not that good. I'm like,
really?
What do they got in Kansas that you're so hyped on that is better than In-N-Out, bro?
Niggas be trying to violate.
I don't want to hear about no fucking Cheesecake Factory Burger.
You
say
you seen Jack in the Box? Is that shit good?
I don't know what that is.
Jack in the Box is regular as fuck, though.
It was just open at 3 a.m.
What about Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles?
That's hard.
That's is good.
Especially, when I first came to LA, I was fucking with Jack in the Box because I didn't know any better.
But like, they don't have Jack in the Box on the East Coast?
Nah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Really?
No, like,
Hardee's.
Same
our number one fucking fast food is probably like Chick-fil-A and Popeye's. That's the best shit.
I didn't even know they had shit. Okay, see, when I went to Detroit, I had some good ass Popeyes, actually. I remember that.
Those sandwiches be hot as hell.
Didn't Chick-fil-A like just come to Michigan?
Yeah,
like,
that shit must have just come.
It's like three Chick-fil-A's in Michigan, one in the airport, one at Somerset Mall, and like.
Probably one in like Ann Arbor or some shit.
No, not even like far as hell. Yeah.
Eastern. It's one at Eastern.
One at Eastern.
Oh, yeah. College.
Y'all niggas be bouncing around in Michigan that much?
Yes. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. We'd be all over that motherfucker.
But my mom is from Flint, and the fact that y'all did songs with like Rio and RMC Mike and like.
Yeah, I'm about to shoot another video with Rio. Shout out Rio.
Man, Rio is going crazy right now.
He said shit that's just like, wow.
But a nigga says, seen a nigga's son the other day, almost flipped his bike.
Damn. Man. Flint niggas, but we fucking with the shitty boys. Yeah. Four Hellcats back to back. We the kitty boys. Like, that's legendary as hell.
Bro, man, them niggas are
fucking
so
on
hard,
the scam and rich bitch. I'm a city boy.
Bro, that song is really fire.
When I went to like watch videos of y'all last night, and I talk into the fucking remote, I go, shitty boys. And at first it did say city boys. And I'm like, nope, don't do it.
Wrong.
But then it autocorrected. So I was like, all
right. I honestly did not do no preparation because I just know y'all shit off the back of my head. I ain't even have to.
What was the first song you heard by us? You said Gamebreaker?
It was Gamebreaker. Yeah, for sure, for sure.
That damn Gamebreaker.
Shout out Tricone, man. Tricone, the homie from Jersey.
Shout out Tricone.
Hey, y'all got to shoot a video with him too. Wait, no. You know my producer, 420 Tiesto?
I do.
Twin brothers.
Not far off. Yeah,
not
I can
far
see
off
that,
at
yeah.
all. It's really funny.
You're gonna grow up to look like you.
Yeah. That nigga old. He's 30. He's 30. He's 30? He's 30.
Oh, shit.
But he damn near look like this nigga.
He could
though.
Join my old folks home, yeah.
Yeah, my old folks home.
Okay, so, but when you guys like really started coming out, like, when did it actually start connecting that the YouTube numbers start going crazy? And then how did that translate to like people in your school understanding?
And when we started fucking with Lando, ain't it?
Yeah. Like, really, just people like, Lando has a like big ass platform in Detroit. And he posted tagged the hottest unknown artist from the area. And I went on my Snapchat because I get like 3,000 Snapchat views. And I posted, everybody go comment on this. And everybody went comment on it. And we made like the little final round. Mm-hmm. Everybody right. seen like the little thumbnail of me, like, what the fuck is this?
Like, who is this nigga?
Talking crazy. And that we just
crazy
won
thing
it.
Is, though, I had to tell him to go do that shit. He didn't want to do it. I'm like, bro, we got to do this shit. It's an opportunity.
Because sometimes I can see why people wouldn't want to like do some shit like that. Because sometimes you may look like you're like corny or like you're like trying too hard or some shit. But it's like, nigga, if you don't try,
man, take every available opportunity given.
Exactly, bro.
It's hard to figure out where that line is of like being too thirsty and just actually really hustling. Cause you know, we all see people that were like, God damn, that like, dude does this and that's annoying as fuck. You're never gonna get popping doing that. Yeah.
Or like niggas be dropping SoundCloud links in Instagram comments. Like, you can't click.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't click a link.
Like come on. I'm a 15-year-old star that hasn't been seen yet.
I'm the best 13-year-old rapper you were ever here.
Like, you know a 13-year-old rapper better than me? Click the link in my bio.
Exactly. I know a kid who seems like he has some actual like
talent,
bit of a career going. Like, he's got some songs people are fucking with and stuff, but he still be commenting that shit on everybody's photo, and I'm like, that is not a good look, because I'm not gonna forget about that. That's gonna be in my head every time I hear your song. Is that, oh, you were that fool in Pump's comments, huh?
Oh man,
it's kind of weird.
Wait, so all right, so y'all was the first like actual tape y'all did, was it 3P tape? And then y'all all went crazy on that whole tape. That's just fire as fuck.
And it's like a weird kind of tape because it's like you would expect it to be all group songs, but it'd be solo songs
like,
too.
Yeah, you got songs by yourself.
It's like really classics on that bitch.
Nah, for sure. All of my favorite songs is from that whole tape. So I'm like.
But how do you balance that out of like doing the songs where you go back and forth punching in versus just doing your own song? Like, is it a different type of studio session?
Like, we might walk to the studio and be like, fuck, we gonna all record a solo song today. Or we might go in the studio and be like, let's knock out four group songs.
It depends on like the beats or whatever, like that type shit.
Like,
it
really depends.
Like, we get a beat made for just us, we gonna rap on it by ourselves. But then we got like a group email, we get beats sent to, all that type of shit.
Well, it's crazy because back in the day, like, I don't know, you guys probably don't even remember, but like Styles P and Jadakiss were known as being the dudes who would go back and forth in one verse. Like, and everybody loved them for that. But that has never really been that common or that popular in rap. But now I think it's actually crazy the new energy of like the Detroit scene is that like it really sounds like motherfuckers just going in the studio and really having fun and feeding off each other's energy. That's why a lot of stuff coming out of Detroit just has a different feel to it for that reason.
Yeah, nah, for sure. I should be going crazy. I always be watching fucking TJ and Casher go back and forth and on IG Live and shit. That should be funny.
That shit is so funny. Classy.
Offensive. Yeah. Ridiculous. That you see that freestyle session that we had in here?
Yeah, I think I don't know if I watched it live.
I can't believe I missed that. I was so stupid.
Yeah, he was off ketamine.
Is that the fuck? Why? They keep putting this rumor out that I do ketamine. I got me fucked up.
I don't know.
You don't know about that. Tranquilizer.
We could get you some. You could bring it back to the Detroit and sell it.
Oh,
No, you get the kids so from like your school onto it, they're going to love it.
Nah, not even, but it's like, it's white. It looks like Coke, but it's ketamine.
If you got a horse,
you got a needle?
Nah, you sniff it. Or niggas, whoa. I don't know. I don't really know.
How the fuck they get a horse to sniff it?
They probably put it up its ass or something, right?
I don't know. I think
they probably inject the horse.
Yeah, they definitely inject the horse.
I heard horses dumb as hell. Like they look up and like drown themselves in the rain type shit.
What? They drown themselves in the rain?
If they like, look up, yeah.
If it's like
they waterboard themselves, that's fucked up if that's true.
Yeah, I heard some crazy shit like
honestly,
that.
Honestly, if that's true, that's actually nuts.
Damn, you know what I always think about though? I never seen the documentary, but there's that documentary Zoo or whatever where the dude is getting fucked by the horse and the horse kills him.
Chill.
That's hard. I like that idea of a horse getting his revenge. Like, oh, you trying to fuck me? That's you're like, dead.
You seen the Human Centipede?
I did. Yeah. Oh my God.
I didn't
know. Where did this go?
We damn near got a chance to say.
I hung out with a girl off Tinder back in the day, probably 8 years ago. First thing we did was watch the Human Centipede. She's laughing like she loves it. She thinks it's so funny. I'm sitting there, my stomach's crawling the whole time.
Which one though? Which one did you watch?
There's multiple ones?
It's like three or four of them. And I think the second one, crazy as hell.
I've never seen any
crazy
of them,
as hell. Like, wow. Because he did it unprofessionally.
Why did it escalate to this so fast in the movie?
I'm about to go damn near go home and watch all of them.
That's what we should name our song.
Oh, you should do a song called
That's damn near, they're going to think that's like some gay shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, but you got to fight against that.
You got to just fight.
You got to test fate. Nah, get right up to the line of doing something that's too sus. And then like, don't cross the line and people will love you for it. That's a fact. Because a lot of the best rappers.
But what if you step out of bounds accidentally? Like, it's always that chance.
Well, hey, you can
trial by fire.
Make a step on the line.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, if there's a lot of rap lyrics. Okay, like when Biggie said, she looks so good that I'll suck on her daddy's dick.
Oh, yeah.
We all like, still talking about that line because
it's exactly
so funny.
What I do.
That's out of pocket.
Off. Biggie Smalls, canceled.
Hey, Siri, next.
That's out of pocket.
Yo, honestly, you ever heard that song?
No, I understand.
I heard that motherfucker.
They just ain't cool with it.
The fuck?
Nah,
yo, nah, somebody put some sus ass song over a Jay-Z video earlier on Twitter, and I saw that and I was like, wait, is this did he really say this? He was like talking about it was like a Nicki Minaj song or something, but it was like pitched to where it really sounded like Jay-Z. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
That's one of my favorite meme things that they do now is that they'll have a picture of somebody like making a beat and then they'll take out the original audio and put in audio of a really shitty beat. So you'll think that it's like Scott Storch making the worst beat ever.
That shit, seriously.
I seen like
somebody gotta make
Lil Tech a Ransom with awful beat. The song is completely normal, but they just swapped the beat out.
Y'all ever heard the Indian remixes though?
Oh yeah, does.
Dumb
does
shit be going crazy,
does
bro.
Funny as
I think it's like one nigga, like or like I think it's like two niggas that do it, and they just do every popular song. They just do like a Bollywood exaggerated ass version of every song, and it's fucking fire.
That's interesting, because you know they got that channel that does like Kumo and shit, like the gay hip hop channel. It's kind of like that. Like we're gonna take the song you like, and we're gonna make a version that you won't like anymore out of that song.
Terrible. Nah, but the 6ix9ine one was funny because like if you had never heard like Gummo before and you just saw that, you would almost think it was real.
And we all knew he was gonna do some gay ass shit anyway, so we kind of all saw it coming, right?
That's funny.
What's up? What's up? The 6ix9ine City Boy feature.
It won't be happening anytime soon.
Just get him on the track and then diss him. Like,
that's,
redo your verse before.
That's what you gotta do.
I think it'll be hard.
So, re-rock them off some clout, basically.
Yeah, for real, yes.
All right, what's up? What y'all got coming up next? Who y'all working with? You told me some secret songs.
New Year, same scams dropping next month. I got a song with Lil B, the bass god, on the way.
What? That's hard. He mentioned me in a song the other day, so I know that he's paying attention.
That's how he found out about me. I mentioned him in the song, so I'm in the kitchen cooking up like I'm bass guy.
We about to link up with like Suspect after this.
Oh, for real? Shout out Suspect.
I got some
shout out,
with the boy from SOB on the way.
Oh, that's going to be crazy.
Okay, there we go.
See, also, okay, wait. That was one thing I noticed too, because like, even though I'm from here, I didn't really listen like too crazily to SOB, so I hadn't heard some of the like more like lesser known songs that like they was rapping on.
You just heard the Black Panther soundtrack.
For sure.
Like you like some of the beats are hella similar. Yeah. And I did not know that though until like last month. And I was like, oh shit, the D niggas go crazy together.
Yeah, because they always compare us to them.
Nah, I felt shit. That. I felt that. But I didn't see that at first because I only knew like, you know, just whatever popping ass song was on the radio by them. But then I was really listening. I'm like, damn.
You guys have the labels harassing you and shit?
Something like that. Something like that.
Can you see the value? That. Are you interested in it?
No, we're gonna be worth more soon.
Always look at it that way.
Nah, for sure.
You heard that, right? I see people in this room right now that are probably here because they're trying to sign you. Ooh. Vultures in our midst.
Nah, that's the homegirl. That's the homegirl. Shout out.
Questionably. Until she tries to sign them to a fucking bad deal. Then
I was fine. You can guess my ethnicity.
Well, he called you white, and I was like, I don't know about that.
No, no, no. Yeah, that's just the appearance that, in the thumbnail type shit. All right.
I'm going to say
Guatemalan.
Filipino and...
Nothing foreign.
Damn.
Nothing foreign.
White and black.
Really?
For real?
Swear to God.
Really?
Damn, mind blown.
Mind blown.
I just came straight here. I don't know.
You got to just stop dropping. You got to start dropping nigga in the lyrics there now.
I was playing my role for a long time. That's
I thought
what
you
was
leaning toward the mic to say that shit.
I thought you
was like, oh, shit.
Nah, yeah. Bro, you got the pat white. All right, wait, who? Mom's white? Dad's white?
Pop side is black.
Bro, so, nigga.
Like, yo, bro, I can show you a picture like of me and my family. You'd be like, what the fuck?
I believe now you saying that, I kind of believe it. I thought you was going to say, like, Filipino or some shit.
Oh, hell no. Like, one time I tweeted, like, $1,000 to whoever guesses my ethnicity and literally had, like, 400 quoted tweets and zero were correct.
Wow.
People are saying, like, all type of countries I've never fucking heard before, like... Ecuadorian, whatever that.
Yeah,
shit.
I thought you were gonna say.
I thought you were gonna say some kind of rare down south Hispanic, like not Mexican, like no, something else.
That's why I'm staying away from the border. They fuck around, and take me back up.
Man, they go.
I don't know about this guy.
Yo, that's hella funny.
Can I see your ID?
Wait, is it?
And then they're gonna see my name. I got such a common name. They're gonna be like, yeah, this is fake.
take his ass.
Is New Year same scam? All three of y'all. That's
yeah. All three of us on every track, but we have like it's all three of us on every song, but we have features on top.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Y'all dropping four verses? Four verses on niggas?
Like back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Growing up, did you feel like you didn't 100% fit in because like you didn't necessarily fit in with the white kids or the black kids? Or how did that work?
No. It was just me. So it was like, crazy. If you knew me, you knew what I was for real.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what you need to be. Y'all popping
in high school
confidence.
On some like basketball shit? Like, I feel like if you play basketball in high school.
Yeah, that's why Lando said he was like so intrigued with us. He was like, who is this white boy who's so confident?
Because
you would see a white dude on the video, like,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just lame as hell.
Now they all try to be you.
Yeah, for real. It's so many fake knees. No cap.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a whole bunch of fake shitty boys in general. I'm going to come clean.
That's interesting, because I feel like there's like a new type of rapper, like, vaguely Hispanic looking rapper who has like longer hair. Like you got the OGs, you got the BOE Sosa, you got like, you know, just there's space for a motherfucker who got a nice like bowl cut type thing going on, you know? No, and then the girls are like, oh, we got hair. I love that.
Yeah.
Man, we got Lil Tecca, like nerd looking rap, you know? Like,
hard. So, though,
niggas was in my comments like, oh, this the weird section of the school that I could rap. It was like me, White John, and the other homie. And they were like, oh, these the weird niggas that could actually rap. I'm like, that's funny.
This shit diverse as hell. Music industry.
Because anybody could sound, anybody, it don't matter how you look or how you, your swag, anybody could sound good on a song if you know how to rap. Or you know
like,
how to,
oh, Jeezy, sweet.
Bro, Jeezy be going crazy.
That's interesting. You guys say sweet to mean good.
Yeah, that shitty means good too.
Right, well there you go.
Good clothes, shitty.
Sweet used to always be like, oh, how's fun? You sweet. You're gonna be like, what?
Like you soft or something?
Yeah, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he is, but
oh man,
that's just nigga be trying to violate me.
Shots fired.
Call a cat a cat.
Mm-hmm. Call a house bitch a bitch.
Does your hat say suck my dick?
My hat?
Nah, my hat. Shout out to homegirl Yen.
It says suck
that's
my dick.
Fire.
I just realized I got a little sweat thing going here. This shirt really shows
it. I thought that was
some water.
Yeah. Well, number one, it is 76 degrees in here. We probably didn't turn the AC on. And my car got a flat tire and I had to get towed earlier. Well,
and you just dropped the glare.
I have all fucking black fit on. It's hot as hell.
What kind of hoodie is this? The white team sweating
through
shit.
It's custom. Shout out Dre the artist from Detroit. I'm shooting a video called Houdini.
Houdini on it.
He's got Houdini face on it. And on the back, he's got like the fucking magic hat.
He painted that hoe. That's crazy. Hard. You got the good BBC drip on.
Yeah,
I see you.
Solid. Yeah.
I got some crazy ass Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, I got some Flavor shorts on too. Shout out to Flavors. Yeah,
shout out Flavors.
Nigga, I thought you got some acid under there like Jimi Hendrix.
Bro. Man,
yeah. Oh, hell. Oh, shit.
Bro, we got to get y'all off some type of drugs.
You're just not interested or
man,
you don't think it's for you?
I'm off happiness. That's what it is.
I felt that.
Why is it when y'all, when people hear that people don't do drugs, they just want to get them on drugs? That's what everybody's saying.
Money makes me happy.
You got to get y'all.
As a person who went through my life and did drugs, drugs and now doesn't do drugs. I don't want y'all to do drugs. Oh, I'm just interested in what makes you not curious so much, because I agree that's the right spot to be in, yeah, but it does stand out a little bit for rappers, because a lot of rappers are just like, oh, there's something called lean out there. I need to drink as much as possible of it.
I never met another rapper that didn't smoke or do something, especially
a lot of niggas they like need to get high to go and record. And I'm just like, bro, like,
I'm not saying it's not a boost. I'm just saying I haven't found out.
I feel you.
But for a lot of people, too, they just want to be cool. You know, you all forever meet somebody who you think it just seems like they just want to be cool so bad that that's why they're getting like, fucked up.
All they do is just post them smoking in the car, listening.
Yeah.
That shit lame. That shit lame.
No, in the car, don't know a word of the songs.
Like, you know, people get the fake, like, Runtz packs and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Re-rocking the Runtz.
Like, Grunts in. You open it, and it's like
homegrown.
Man. So y'all don't really smoke weed like that, but you can detect the weed. That's good.
That's good, yeah.
It's damn near more like you can detect the person. Like, I know damn well you ain't got no shit.
I realized that recently, though. Like, I can spot some fake drink. I could do the swish, and I can see the way it's moving. I used to always be like the type of person, I had to pour it out a little bit and send Dub a video of me pouring it out. Be like, what is this?
Nah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, these niggas tried to get the homie yesterday, but he was not going.
For real?
But yeah, he was very polite about it, though. He was just like, no, I'll pass. Like,
if you're buying lean from somebody that ain't, like, known for selling lean, then you're definitely getting fake shit.
Yeah, man.
And you're probably still getting fake shit.
See, that, like, that's the thing that's good away about just staying away from all that shit, bro, because you can be getting fake whatever, bro.
And that shit costs a lot of fucking money if you get it.
That's why when I did the original Shoreline Mafia interview and I asked OGZ, like, how you feel about kids that might be doing lean because of your videos, he's like, good luck getting it. Yeah, you're going to get fake.
He was basically saying that there's no way that, like, these younger niggas can even afford this shit. Because they got a lot of little kid fans, but it's like, where are they getting money from to go buy lean or buy a $30 perk? Well,
they're probably going down sub. They're getting some Activizo. They're getting the fake shit.
Activizo, low-key.
You fuck with that?
A couple years ago, we definitely tapped me and the homie. I ain't going to say his name, but me and the homie.
What's the most y'all spent on some lean?
I don't buy lean, though, at all.
I mean, I bought pints for $1,000 for sure.
That's nuts.
Just to have it sitting around.
That's your two tires right there.
Man. That whole two tires.
Damn, I wish I could get that back. Wish I could extract that shit from my gut.
I'd rather buy some clothes or some shoes or some shit than go spend a thousand.
I'd rather pay my mortgage. That's why I can't drink lean anymore.
I'll spend $1,000 on some damn, you know, Travis Scott Jordans or some stupid shit like that, or some Off-White.
You spent $1,000 on a Travis Scott autograph.
Now you got me fucked up. He really be trying to violate.
Sign my forehead, please.
It's just a roast session, you know?
You don't want me to get on your ass.
That's the question, though. You guys got no tattoos yet or anything?
No, not one.
I'm thinking about it, though.
Virgin skin, yeah.
Bro, I'm going to come clean and shit don't feel good at all, bro.
That's what everybody says.
For sure. This nigga went crazy, though, obviously.
In my younger days, I can't do this shit no more.
What's the last one you got? Who cares? This ain't about you.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck this nigga. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Like, when the kind of music you guys make, and look at House One just keep dropping his arrowhead over and over. Do you feel like you're getting a lot of reaction from women as well, or is it mostly just younger guys?
It's all type of people. Like, it's little goofballs, fake pages, it's females.
The fake pages are the ones who talk the craziest.
They're talking shit.
Like, I'm going to blow your fucking house up while you're sleeping.
Smack you next time I see you.
Like, you guys, they say
like,
that.
Shitty boys, you're a shitty bitch. Like, come on now. Come on. Like, what?
Yeah, what? Why, though? For what?
I don't know. I guess it's like we appeal to the meme crowd type shit.
Yeah, because you seen song Me and Him Got with TJ, Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Is blowing up on TikTok.
Oh,
it has
really?
Its own sound because at the end of the song, I'm like, you stupid ass, dumbass, retarded bitch.
And it's
like a whole challenge about how you get a girl to send some nudes. And then like, so
secret way to screenshot him.
So he's like, yeah, I promise I won't screenshot. And then it flips the camera and he has the fucking...
It's like a drone taking a picture of the phone.
Somebody put it on like a motherfucking copier or something. Like put the phone on.
And somebody sketching over it with some paper.
The TikTok comedy world is so damn funny. There's so much crazy. But I'm not like, I only ever see like corny ass white people doing shit on TikTok. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know
it's
why.
So cringy.
Like I can never tap in with TikTok for real. I can't hop on there.
It's the most like popping app, bro. They have like more. They got more subscribers and shit than Instagram.
Yeah, that's insane.
There's like random girls on there with like 20 million followers and shit that you never heard of.
Yeah, like you will see an Instagram, they'll say TikTok 1.6 million.
And there's
like,
songs.
What does that even mean?
The crazy shit is that the people who are making all those videos of them dancing and shit, they get deals with the labels. They get paid hella money to use songs. And the other day, I'm looking through TikTok with my girl or whatever, watching mad videos. We hear the same fucking song four times in a row on different videos. I'm like, well, obviously that label fucking spent a bag to blow that artist up. But like all these different people just using the same song. I go to look the song up. Song got like 300,000 on YouTube. It's cracking on fucking TikTok, and it hasn't even really made sense yet on YouTube for
same thing with Smash Bros.
It's got hundreds of millions of plays on TikTok.
But then how what was the difference in the boost from like when it was just on YouTube going crazy and then like after the TikTok shit? Like was the TikTok shit recently?
Just followers on Instagram, like, really. Like
And they just say like I seen you on TikTok.
Yeah, they send a little
send a video.
But
like,
I
get tagged in that shit all day, every day.
But I wonder how many people like. The sound that like somebody did the video first and then put the sound.
But someone would be like, "What is this from?" And they'll tag me underneath in their comment to have like 500 likes.
I'm gonna have a verse soon where I rhyme TikTok with stick talk. There's a stick talk. Now you know.
I know the song, but I'm just like, all right.
I'm just saying, I got some shit planned. I got some verses for this year planned.
Y'all ass funny as hell, bro.
Nah. If you guys could do a song with anybody, like if the label was just like, yo, we got the budget, we're gonna make this happen, we're gonna put you with this artist. Who comes to mind that like would be the one that you would really feel like you could work well together with?
Blueface.
Ooh.
Damn.
I respect that.
Because everybody's like, you're offbeat like Blueface. Yeah. So I feel like I didn't have to make a song with Blueface so you can see I'm not offbeat.
Niggas was saying that when I first was going crazy, but it's like.
Did we sound offbeat when you first, like when you first started getting back there?
In the pocket, you have to understand. Like
It's just like, you just ride the beat differently. Pause. Yeah.
But anybody who's like listening to Blueface and like, oh, this shit is offbeat or whatever, they definitely ain't heard a lot of the shit coming out of Detroit because Detroit is taking a lot more liberties with the flows and doing all kinds of crazy shit.
It's just like,
shit.
Bro, it's no like cut. How niggas been rapping the same for how long, bro? It's like, it's just something new, something
like,
different.
Yeah. Like, just coming like, slow ass.
Flow. Slow ass, you know?
And the corny.
You gotta be smart to really be listening to this shit and really, like, pick up on little shit.
The thing people don't realize, too, though, is that a lot of the great shit that's coming out of Detroit is the trickery. Like, right when you think that they're about to rhyme, like, hood with good, and then they just bust out a different word and, like, completely, like, change the rhyme scheme of the whole song, that's something I never really heard anybody ever do before.
Yeah, man.
Fuck your head up and then make your head nod.
Yeah, your seat.
And it makes you laugh because like a joke is literally like just a setup and then it changes pace. It gives you something different.
We say a lot of funny shit too.
Yeah.
If you ever pick up on
God. Like,
it goes a long way.
I damn near be vibing more to like the words than to, I mean like the beats too, obviously, but like I be hearing people trying to listen to shit and they're like trying to nod their head to the beat and they like can't really find it. I'm like, you ain't listening to the words. That's why. You feel me? You gotta, it's a fusion of both. You feel me?
Like you have to elevate to a new level to understand
You have to
ascend.
You gotta get your chakras
elevated
right.
To a different level, like a Buddhist monk. Huh. Feel me?
That's real. So
what song? I don't even know. See,
Dead Man Walking, when I sampled the Undertaker theme song.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
That
Lando
hard.
Made that beat.
No, hell of a super producer from Detroit.
Yeah, hell of a Undefined Lando. We got a lot of fucking. Who else going crazy on the beats?
Hakati Y.
Who's
that?
He's from Lithuania.
Clover.
He does all our samples and shit. Hard as fuck. Yeah.
I just scanned a dude from Lithuania.
Out of a million beats.
Out of a million beats. Damn. So new shit on the way. All these new projects and shit.
I was really thinking of something else to say after.
Okay,
I will not fight you. This is not WrestleMania.
To rhyme with Luther. Oh,
there we go.
Beat your ass in the same.
That damn WrestleMania.
Off white turban on. I am not Arabian.
Damn, you're good. Off white turban. That was good.
Hard.
Yo, man. Shitty boys in the
Shitty
fucking
Shitty boys up next.
Bro. My brain is too fried, but I was off Molly all day yesterday.
Molly? Where?
It's the Grammy weekend, bro. What are you talking about?
You ain't at the Grammys?
I was at a Grammy party.
Shit.
Booted up.
What were you eating?
Molly. Shit. Molly and a water. And water. I didn't eat nothing.
You had a fucking washcloth on your head?
Damn near, bro.
Wow.
Pop the Molly. I'm sweating.
Woo!
I'm still sweating.
Facts!
he's sweaty, bro.
I popped about two of them.
Drank a Starbucks.
Somebody called Trinidad James.
Yes. He was just in here.
It was?
Yeah.
That's crazy as hell.
And I didn't ask him about the Molly part.
You man, that nigga got this fire ass show on YouTube.
The sneaker news. Shit, yeah.
I fucking love that show.
What's
bro.
It called?
Full Size Run.
Yeah.
Do he drop music, dude? I
yeah, he still drop music.
He also did this theme song for that show randomly.
Gotta get where you
live.
Get
it how you live, man.
There you go.
What's up? What kind of drip y'all niggas trying to get into while y'all in LA? It's some clothes shit. You know, you gotta go
some
crazy.
Shoes, some shoes.
Vintage. Yeah, anything.
I gotta send you to Desto Dub. You're trying like awful lot of cough syrup.
These niggas ain't sipping no cough syrup.
It doesn't matter. I
guess
that.
It don't matter.
I
either.
Still rock that shit. You know what I'm talking about? The awful lot of cough syrup.
I just seen someone in here with it on, didn't I?
Yeah, we just did a collab with them.
Nah, really, really, I'm going to link y'all too with my homie Blazzy, who also is another nigga that's...
The Park 30 jersey?
Yes, sir, bro. That nigga, he's honestly the most fire designer, bro. So if y'all need some crazy Shitty Boys merch...
I think I've talked to him in my DMs before.
Bro, he's a fan.
Yeah, for sure. Bro, all we do is sit around listening to y'all, TJ... Like Kev, shout out 10K Kev, bro.
Shout out 10K.
I heard 10K Kev missed his fucking flight.
No, Blasi pulled up to just because we were interviewing Frosty and he just wanted to take that weird ass photo with Frosty where they got their shoes out.
Like them.
That shit was so fire.
That's the real P pose, you feel me? Real player pose.
All right, so if the people want to get in tune with what you guys got going on, tell them where to go look.
Shitty Boys on YouTube, official Shitty Boys on Instagram. Babytron 2 underscores on Instagram, and the person who has Babytron with no underscores, I'm coming to get you. She blocked me on Instagram. She won't give me my username.
Why did she even use the page?
No, but then like I'm reading my YouTube comments one day, and they're like, "So this is the fuck face who's been trying to get my mother's Instagram for 3 years?"
Oh my god!
Like it's not that serious. It's I will really pay you for the username.
Like what? Like why? Like why? Like,
it
just
looked.
Why does your mom need Babytron?
Like, her, is it the fucking Tron? The. Yeah, bio right. The bio is Valerie. Valerie. No picture.
Valerie.
That damn
no
Valerie.
Picture?
Yo, no picture. Her.
That's fucked up.
Like, literally, why?
Baby trying to look so much better without 2 underscores.
Yo, I'm super mad at the bitch who got Lena, too. At Lena. She ain't trying to give that
and
up.
And then, like, when you're
got a bag for that. Give it. You don't want money? Come on.
And when you're verified, it's like, I feel like you should be able to.
Because she might be saving it to try to run it up.
Or what about the bitch on Twitter who has at camgirl and she uses it, like, every 2 years so that camgirl can't get it?
Damn.
She sends like one tweet.
Dickhead.
Nah, you know it's crazy that nigga.
Someone has at Chief Keef.
Oh yeah, because this shit is like Chief Keef sucks. Oh wait, speaking of ads and all that shit, there's this new app from the creator of Byte, and the homie told me that he secured my name on there already, and like a couple other random names because he was like he's on some tech shit. He's like,
I'm assuming if that shit gets cracking at all, that I'll be able to just hit them up and be like, yo, give me Adam22, because I'm not racing to download an app so I can try to get Adam22.
Bro, the homie told me he locked in a couple names and niggas is already hitting them up to buy it.
Man, we don't know if
what
that's
is
just
the
gonna
app
be
gonna
right.
be.
It's like little like 6 second shit. It's like Vine.
It's like Vine again.
Vine was legendary.
Vine was legendary. I mean, TikTok is white Vine.
Damn,
it's like weird Vine. Like strange.
What is there a limit on videos you could?
Nah, it's like a minute, so it's way longer. Yeah.
What Vine was 6 seconds?
Yeah, Vine was 6 seconds.
Damn,
didn't they come out with like
shit shake in 6 seconds though?
You got to really be creative to make anything in 6 seconds.
Back in the day when you had to film your shit inside Vine to make the Vine, when you had to actually film it like that, you couldn't just edit it together. That shit was fucking hardcore.
That seems like it would probably be easier to do if I was to do it in the app.
No, because like filming it as in like if I want to film you saying something, I have to then let go. Then you have to point it at me and. And like I have to say it perfectly so you can't edit it out if there's like a split second of like awkward quiet or whatever in between the two things. Like that shit was like impossible.
Yeah, that shit was a real skill.
I never tried that shit, honestly, never. But I
didn't get
I would probably cringe so bad if I seen my old Vine.
Oh,
I'm about to go find
that
sick Vine.
I'm about to go find it.
Follow my old.
It ain't no way.
I deactivated my Facebook. People send me my basketball pictures on Facebook.
You be posting your own throwback sometime. Like this nigga looked like this was like last year, bro.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your basketball skills are pretty nice? Do you think you can still
I could fuck some rappers up. So whoever's trying to play me 1-on-1, I'm here.
Or 3-on-3.
3-on-3.
For the cheese.
You can get all types of work.
For the cheese.
All right. I ain't
even gonna say for the cheese yet, cause like I'm so rusty.
Nah, you said
listen,
that.
Listen.
Said that
last
earlier.
Time I hooped, I hit somebody with such a dangerous crossover. When I went like this, they hit me in my nose and broke my shit.
Damn.
Cause they flew the other way from me.
Okay, I felt that though.
Did you make your foul shots?
No, it was some like. I'm pulling up to the gym type shit to hoop. It wasn't no regulated game.
Pouring blood to
God,
your
word?
Damn. And I'm like dizzy as hell. I think it's something in your nose that like balances your body or some shit.
Yeah.
That could be lit though. You know Owen Wilson? You could just be like the rapper who's known for having a fucked up nose, you know?
His shit fucked.
Yeah, that nigga shit is crazy.
But you know he's
what happened
bitches.
To that nigga though?
He's still out. He's probably fucking all kinds of girls with that weird nose.
Yeah, but like, did he always look like that?
He can't smell him neither.
That's not true.
These bitches smell bad.
Damn, can he eat food like...
Hey, that nigga was really the nigga, though, like, making movies in the early...
Just saying.
He was the nigga, though.
He was, bro.
Broken Boys.
Broken Boys. Shitty Boys.
Shitty Boys, man.
No
Shitty
Jumper.
Boys. Shitty Boys.
Coolest Here's podcast me. In the world. I appreciate y'all coming in.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, y'all niggas really bust the move, though.
I ain't know. It's this hot here.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. That's why we're moving in a new spot ASAP.
Yeah, it is. Like,
but yo, you guys got to let us shoot a video for you, too. That'd be hard.
I thought you wanted to do no more music videos.
Well, we're producing our own music videos now. That's why we had to stop doing the promo music videos.
That's facts.
It's on. We're going to
work something out.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's get it, man. We're about to hit the studio later.
Oh, well, there you go. That might be the one.
Human Centipede coming soon.
Oh, whoa.
If he says any such shit, you got to make him redo
it. I come up with sweet names. I'm going to come up with some sweeter shit by then.
If he says some weird shit, you got to make him redo his bars.
Why are you going to assume I'm going to say some weird shit?
Because you unpredictable.
I lucky might slide a little sus bar in sometimes.
God damn, I lost my phone like 8 times today. All
right, man. No Jumper, man. Follow the homies. Shitty Boys.
Shitty Boys.
Shitty Boys.
Thank y'all for
Shitty
pulling boys. Up.
Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com wait. If you want a kendama
click
or a t-shirt or a hat.
Click down below to get scammed.
That's boom. Facts. Drop a method in the comments.
January 31st, big phone coming out. Let's go.
February 27th, yes, New Year, same scams. Shitty Boys. Hip Hop Lab Records.
Too cool for
you. Right. Look at me.
Good looking, man. I appreciate y'all.
It's Baby Tron and this bitch with the Shitty Boys fucking with No Jumper. Tap in with us and stay tapped in with them. Follow us on the gram. Follow me at StanXWill. Baby Tron 2 underscores BABYTRON.
_TRDTRDE.
Ooh, gang.